This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Thinking about the auto industry brings us to another story about trade. Trump also announced today that he'll nominate Robert Lighthizer as U.S. Trade Representative. Lighthizer worked in the Reagan administration during the U.S. trade war with Japan when they levied some tough sanctions on that country. So how did those sanctions work, and what kind of effect would they have today against China? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
In the 1980s, Japan was the trading partner some politicians love to hate, kind of like China is today. Clyde Prestowitz was a top official in the Commerce Department then. He helped hammer out tough trade deals with Japan in the early 80s.
When the Japanese auto industry began to eat up Detroit.
You know, when Toyotas and Hondas arrived, Prestowitz says Japan agreed to limits on its auto exports to the U.S., and Prestowitz helped negotiate an agreement that opened the Japanese market to U.S. computer chip companies like Intel. But that doesn't mean it'll be easy now as we deal with China. Prestowitz says there are more limits on the power of U.S. presidents in trade disputes, and products aren't made in just one country anymore. If the U.S. sanctions China, companies can move production elsewhere.
Mexico, it might be somewhere else in Asia.
Ulrika Shada is a professor of Japanese business at the University of California, San Diego.
There's lots of countries with lower cost of manufacturing.
And then there's this. Back when the U.S. restricted imports of those Hondas and Toyotas, the price went up. But people still bought them. Today, U.S. consumers have gotten used to buying cheap imports from China. Sheldon Richmond is with the Independent Institute, a free market think tank.
There's no law about how individuals will act if a tariff raises prices.
So if the U.S. hiked prices on Chinese imports, who knows? Maybe we'd keep buying them, even if they were a bit more expensive. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.